to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 8, the mid-season finale.
Mid-season finale.
Entitled Start to Finish.
So sad.
It's written by Matthew Negrete, who has worked on The Walking Dead, White Collar, and Power Rangers 2009. And they're supposed to be doing, like, a new Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
I think in, like, the next year or two.
Right. Hey, man, be honest with you, I can't wait.
Really?
You know, I was a big Power Rangers fan.
I was when I was a kid, but looking at it now, it looks just way too silly. There's just some things I just can't. And we have kids, and I'm not even going to take the kids. You may.
I heard it was going to be serious.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to try to make it serious.
Okay, if they can do it without the sound effects, then I may be okay with it. But, like, I'm not sitting through. I'm not paying $10 to hear some sound effects.
Right.
Not in 2016, because at that point it'd be 2016, but... All right, so it was directed by Michael, I don't even know how to pronounce that last name, Setramesis, I don't know. But he's worked on The Walking Dead, a big producer on The Walking Dead. He's directed episodes of Walking Dead. But he's also worked on Vampire Diaries, which I like. And he also worked on the movie The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Came out a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so before we get into our whole recap and everything, what did you think overall of the episode?
Okay, like I said last night during our instant cast, is that, you know, I didn't really feel it as a finale. You know, nothing that's going to hold us over. But I was wrong. You know, after the rewatch, I'm like, man, this was a good episode.
Right.
A lot of things happened that we didn't know about. In fact, I mean, I didn't know about one big thing that happened until today.
Until today, yeah.
When, my friend Tamara was like, yo, I mean, you're wrong. Y'all did see Daryl, Sasha,
Abraham.
I'm like, no, we didn't.
Right. I think literally as soon as it came off, we were like, turn the TV. Like, we just, like, literally walked, turned the TV off and went back and started taping. So we didn't see the open credits. So, I mean, were the ending credits.
Yeah, we didn't know they were going to pull a Marvel comic.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Like, what was this, the Avengers? So just to let you guys know, if you're listening right now and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? There are closing credits. Is that what it's called? Closing credits?
Yeah.
Kind of like what they did with Morgan, I think, in season... They did it season 5, episode 1. I'm thinking they did it on the premiere of season 5.
Was it the premiere?
I thought it was the premiere.
I thought it was, like, the season finale.
No. Because remember, the whole season 5, we were waiting, like, okay, they showed us Morgan, but when are they going to bring him back? And we didn't see him that whole season.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So, I guess we didn't even expect it. But it was a good little, when we got to watch it now, we're like, oh, okay, cool. So it was nice seeing him. I'm pretty sure they taped it, like, the same time they taped the last episode.
Right.
Not that it matters, but. All right, so the way our podcast works is we are going to do our likes, our dislikes. We have listener letters, and then we're going to do an award and a prediction. Just to give you guys a heads up, Walking Dead does not come back on until February. Fear not. We are still going to be podcasting. You're like, why would I fear? No, seriously, fear not, though. We are still going to be podcasting. So if you guys do like our format, or do you like our personalities, or you just maybe like some of the shows we watch, listen out for us still, because we do Empire, which is actually going on their season mid-season finale as well this week. But we're going to be covering some other shows in between the break.
And we have other podcasts. In fact, me and Nicole, since we've been podcasting, we have learned that sci-fi is in.
Yeah.
Growing up, I didn't think I was liking sci-fi, but I guess I really didn't know what it was. Then I realized, hold up, man, I like Star Wars, Star Trek.
Right.
Walking Dead. But we have a podcast called Wayward Pines, which is like a real mystery. Now, if you watch the show, please listen to our podcast. And if you didn't watch the show, please watch the show.
Watch the show. It came out this summer. It was really big. It's actually been, I think, our most successful podcast so far.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. I know you came here to listen to us talk about The Walking Dead. So here we go. But just go ahead and search for us, The Verdict's In, and you'll find other stuff that we're doing. And we'll talk about it again at the very end of the podcast. I want to start off with the ending credits. As we discussed last night, when we did our instant cast, we thought we didn't see Sasha, Daryl, Abraham.
Right.
And get to watch it actually this time again and see those ending credits, I thought it was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
It actually, with them being a comic book or based off a comic book, I think it'd be kind of cool for them to have ending credits like every episode. Like, you know, Marvel, every time you go to the movies and you watch a Marvel movie, you're expecting ending credits. Everyone sits there and waits those 10, 15 minutes for the credits to go off.
Yeah.
Just to see like a 2 minute ending credit.
Right. I don't know if I would like that every episode.
Okay.
But it was cool to see it this episode.
Okay.
I think they did it at the perfect time.
Maybe mid-season and season finale.
Yeah.
Those two times. Maybe those two times. Okay. We'll give it that. But I really like that. Now, who... Well, let's just talk about those people. No, that's another thing. I saw people last night calling Negan. And I was like, why are people talking about Negan? He wasn't in this episode. Like...
And first of all, we like to say that me and Nicole, we are television fans.
Television fans.
Movie fans. We're not comic book fans. So we haven't seen a comic book or read any books on The Walking Dead. So hearing Negan, you know, we've been hearing about Negan. Like, if you go on the internet, you're going to hear about Negan.
Right.
You know, you're going to, if you read on, you may get some spoilers or whatever. But, you know, being television fans, you would know, and movie fans, you know that the television show is not always based on the comic book or the book.
Right. Yeah, because I've read so many things about how the comic books, Andrea is still alive, and just, I haven't read the comics, but I've read online, like, some stuff that's happened in the comics, or you just sometimes see it,
because
people love to show off what they know, so they can't help but themselves to type it up on Twitter. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
That's not what happened. This is what happened.
No, it's like, geez, my eyes already saw it, so I kind of know a little.
No, this is what happened. I'm a television fan.
Right, I'm a television fan, so I have a very, very, like, 1% comic book knowledge. And so it broke news the other week, maybe a week or two ago, that Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been casted as Negan. And you guys might know Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's played on Watchmen, but right now he's playing on The Good Wife, and he's I love him. Like, oh, and he was Danny on Grey's Anatomy season 2. Like, he's awesome. He's going to be a really nice treat, especially for the ladies, cuz he's really nice looking. I'm trying to say that as, like, most respectful way I can say that, because Gary's right here, but, like...
Because her husband is sitting right beside her.
Literally, just go watch The Good Wife. Like, every time he's talking to her on The Good Wife, I'm just, like, sitting there with googly eyes. Like, oh my gosh. Jump at him, Alicia. He's so cute. But that's
all right, moving on.
Moving on, yeah. So I just can't wait to see him as Negan. Even though I know, like, Negan, I think, is supposed to be kind of, like, a bad character. Especially based on what we just saw right now. Like, they're trying to... steal Daryl's stuff and Sasha's stuff and Abraham's stuff. And one thing Gary mentioned when we saw that ending credit was, like, Abraham needs to go and get those little weapons he got out.
Yeah, Abraham has a rocket launcher.
Right.
Yo, why are you letting people talk you out of a truck? If I had a rocket launcher, man, nobody be able to talk me out of anything in my life.
Not only that, like, you never give up your gun, you never give up your weapon. I don't know why they didn't just try to, like, make a run for it. At least if you make a run for it.
I don't know why they didn't run him over.
Yes, run him over.
Yo, you were in a truck. These guys are on the bikes in the middle of the road.
Right.
They would have been a roadkill.
Thinking they Sons of Anarchy or something. I don't know what their problem was. But, like, and then who in the hell, where did they get, did they have leather jackets on?
They had leather coats on.
Like, what the hell? It's the zombie apocalypse. How y'all all finding matching leather coats in the zombie apocalypse?
They was in a biker club before this happened.
All right. If it has SLA on the back of it, I'm calling bullshit. For real. But, okay. But we did like that scene.
Yeah, we love that scene.
All right. The music in the opening scene, which they kind of played throughout the episode, we really liked.
Love the music. The music reminded me of, like, Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Any scary movie or new school scary movie that you've seen, they always had that music playing. So it was just perfect. It fits this episode perfectly.
Yeah, I'm not really into scary movies. I can barely watch them. I have to watch them, like, in the daytime with a group of people. There's all these rules to it. But I did watch, like, the first season of American Horror Story. And I watched a little bit of the second season. But I really got American Horror Story vibes from that. Like, that seems like the music they would play on that show.
Yeah.
So it was very creepy, very eerie. Although I do have issues with it, is like, why were you guys, when they first came and told Sam to turn off the music, and he didn't, why did no one else turn the music off? Like, it was playing throughout the whole damn episode.
Right, I would have kicked that radio over.
Right, like, you're about to die from that radio. Turn that shit off. Or throw it out the window to distract the walkers to go somewhere else. I don't know. It was just a thought, though. All right, Maggie's escape. I really liked it. I think, Gary, I don't know how you kind of feel, because I the whole time when we watched, at least last night, when we watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to kill Maggie. Like, that's so dark because she's pregnant. Like, oh no, they can't do that. So I was kind of scared. Like, every time her foot, and it looked like a walker was grabbing at it, they got me. I was like, scared. I was really scared for her.
They didn't get me.
They didn't get you? Yeah, because Gary the whole time was like, she's not going to die. She's going to be okay.
Like, she's not going to die. Walking Dead's not killing anybody of importance this season.
Right. Which, real quick, not to bring up another show, but like, Game of Thrones does this, and that's what makes, I think, that show so special, is that you'll watch Game of Thrones and you'll see one of your favorite characters in trouble, and the whole time you're thinking, oh, someone's gonna come and save them. This is gonna happen. And no, the shit never happens. Like, they end up dying. They get killed. Whereas Walking Dead, you see them in danger and you're like, someone's gonna save them. This is gonna happen. And yeah, that's what happens. Someone ends up saving them. So they're never really, like, fully in danger.
Right. Walking Dead, there is no main character.
There is no main character. Well, there is, well, yeah, there's no main characters, but the main group, you're never really worried about any of them dying.
You talking about Game of Thrones?
No, Walking Dead.
Oh, no, I mean Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay, yeah, in Game of Thrones,
there's no main character.
There's no main character. You can think they're a main character, and the next thing, they're dead.
Yeah, you fall in love with them if you want to.
Right, they're dead. There's, like, they're dead right away. So, yeah, with Walking Dead, you kind of know, like, Rick, you're scared for him, but at the same time, you kind of know, like, yeah, right, Rick is never going to die. I don't want him to die, but I think it would be really cool if they, like, killed him.
Did.
Yeah, if they killed him, like, go that far. That, I think that would give the show a lot of credibility.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Another thing we liked was that we found out the person talking on the walkie-talkie was Eugene. I liked it, and I want to hear what you thought of it. I liked it that we found out who it was, because remember, we first thought it was Glenn, and we talked about how they changed the voice.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to call it, kind of say that they changed the voice, because
they definitely changed the voice.
Eugene, like, barely said help. Like, I didn't even hear him. We had to watch it second time to, like, confirm that's what he said.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on. Like, I still kind of call bullshit, but at the same time, I'm glad that we got to see who it was.
Right. Yeah, I like that. I like that we saw who it was. I wasn't disappointed. Remember, I was predicting it was a walker.
Yeah. You know what, though? Speaking real quickly, your predictions, when we did see the end credits and Daryl and them were driving up and the people were in the middle street, I was like, oh my gosh, Gary predicted it too. That, you remember you said they're going to end up running somebody over? That was the only death?
Yeah.
So I did think that was about to happen. I was like, oh shit, are they about to run those people over and that's going to be the death that Gary predicted? But yeah, right. It happened. All right, Carol. I have mixed feelings about Carol and Morgan this episode.
You know what? I'm back on Team Morgan.
Really? Just from last night to tonight?
Yeah, after I watched it again, all that wouldn't have went down if Carol would have just set her ass down.
That's true, but ultimately, like, you know how they always say you gotta be the bigger person? So, Morgan started that fight, and we'll get to it because that's actually on our dislikes, but Morgan started that fight, so ultimately I hold him responsible.
Well, that's actually on your dislikes.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss it when we get to dislikes, because I have it on my dislikes.
I actually appreciated the fight. I mean, Morgan is doing Morgan. Even though, I mean, last night I said, why is Morgan protecting this guy? He mm-hmm. just needed to step aside, just let her have this one. But Morgan is doing what Morgan does. You know, he don't want anybody to die around him. So it's only right that he protects. Because if you think about it, Morgan haven't built a relationship with Carol.
Yeah.
Morgan don't know anything about Carol. This guy, this wolf and Carol is really in the same boat to Morgan.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, no, I didn't have a problem with the fight scene. I like that, but I had some issues. And actually, my dislike is not a show dislike. It's more of a character dislike. But
okay.
Let's go to the likes part. I like Carol, and you agree that when Carol told Morgan that he is dead last on her list of trust.
Oh, that's funny.
That was so funny, because she's so for real about it.
Yeah, she is.
And he said, he's like, well, I'm glad we're being honest or open with each other or whatever. And I just like that scene.
But the part I loved about it is Morgan told her, like, this should have waited.
Yeah.
You could have waited.
Right, yeah. That was cool.
I mean, that was cool because Morgan was real. And when she said, you know, I would kill you and I would kill him. I mean, I love when Morgan said, you won't, you can't, I won't let you.
I like that. But once again, and maybe, who knows, I know I sometimes talk way too fast. Like, even when we're editing the podcast, I'm like, what did you just say, Nicole? You were, slow it down. Like, right now, I need to slow it down. So, with that being said, I don't like those choppy words. I can't. You won't. I won't let you. Like, hurry up and get that shit out in one sentence. I'm not going to let you kill me, and this is why. Like, who talks like that?
Morgan. Morgan talks like that.
All right. Okay. It was just too, like, overdramatic. Like, hurry that shit up. You remember, like, Dave Chappelle, he had to wrap it up? The wrap it up thing? Like, that's right. What I be pulling out on everybody. Like, wrap that shit up. You should have a 5-minute conversation over something that should only take 1 minute. But
I appreciated that.
Okay. I mean, because you like Morgan.
I mean, we knew Morgan wasn't going to kill Carol.
I don't know. I mean,
that was a hell of a rock bottom.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He almost slammed her through the wood floor.
That was not cool.
Carol was almost in the basement of the basement.
Like, that was not cool. Like, that's a lady. Is she, like, so delicate and stuff? He should never put his hands on her.
Yeah, this is, I mean, apocalypse.
No.
There's no rules no more.
He should never put his hands on her. Like, that's where I kind of lost respect for Morgan, but we'll get to that.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Morgan, but it was a way that he could have restrained her.
Yeah.
I mean, we seen Morgan and do, like, just straight kung fu out the movies.
Right.
That, you know, I'm pretty sure that he had the one finger death touch that would have knocked her out or something. I don't know.
Hell, Morgan was more gentle with the wolves when he put him in the car last season when he had to fight him and put him in the car.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was more gentle with them than he was with Carol this episode. It's like, did you really have to body slam her? I mean, it was just too much. It hurt.
Nicole, rock bottom.
Yeah,
he rock bottom
her. The only thing he didn't give her is the people's elbow. Like, if he gave her the people's elbow.
If he could, hold on. If he would have gave her the people's elbow.
Oh my God.
I would have been a Morgan fan for life.
I was like, damn, what's he about to do? He about to give her the people's elbow next, but that was crazy. But we'll get to that. The next on our likes list, and we both agree with this one, is the wolf, his little speech. Everyone has their speeches, but we kind of have still questions about it, but I think hopefully they're going somewhere with this, is when he said, we freed them. We were just going to use what was left. And Gary mentioned while we were watching, he said he's kind of on that Enya tip. Like, that's kind of the same thing Enya was talking about.
Yeah, in so many words, that's the same thing that Enya was talking about. In so many words, like, I'm thinking, like Nicole mentioned before, is Enya a part of the wolves? And I was like, no, there's nothing to show that she is. But now I'm starting to think that there's nothing to show that she isn't.
I didn't think Enya was part of the wolves.
But at one point you said that maybe she's a part of them. Or do I think that she's a part of the wolves?
I can't for sure remember.
Well, I said that I don't think so. And the thing is, now I'm not sure because they're on the same tip. If the world is dying, why not let it?
Mm-hmm. I just hope that his poetry makes sense in the end. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, don't be on this poetry shit talking about we freed them. We were just going to use what was left. Like, what are you talking about? Like, because he said he didn't kill nobody or whatever he was saying.
Yeah, well, he said he freed people.
Mm-hmm. And so I really hope it makes sense that later on it's not just some mumble jumbo, the whole... Like, once again, that we keep what we took with those one people were saying a few episodes ago. And then, like, hopefully it just makes sense later on. Like,
yeah,
you know, when we saw Terminus people, we found out why they felt they had to do what they had to do. Because they didn't want to be a victim anymore.
They told their story real quick.
Right.
You know, they told their story in the first 5 minutes.
Right. We got. It's not going to happen again. I'm not going to be a victim again.
Right.
Not that I agree with what they did, but I see how they came to that conclusion. So hopefully we'll find out more with the wolf and where he's going. Because actually, he sounded normal when he was talking, you know?
Yeah, when the wolves first invaded Alexandria, they were taking prisoners with them, taking hostages. And I'm wondering, are they trying to take them back to wherever they're from and enlighten them? Are they recruiting people? And I wonder, are they going to take a doctor? What's her name? the nurse, they Denise. I wonder if they're going to take Denise back and try to enlighten her of what's going on. Are they just enlightening people? Did they enlighten Enid?
I would think that was a possibility, but due to the fact that we saw the wolves last year and all they were doing was putting that W on people's head, and then remember he slit that guy's throat and put him in with the walkers, like let him turn to a walker.
Yeah.
And then we saw that walker lady, she had a W on her head and she was tied to a tree. So I don't know what their whole thing is. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I doubt they're enlightening anybody.
Yeah, maybe they're just killing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know what their thing is. All right, next we have is, it's not necessarily like, but it kind of is. But I have to say that Ron is the new Lizzie. And we discussed earlier, like, how Walking Dead, how often they kill children. And in season 2, we saw them kill Sophia, which was Carol's daughter. Season 4, we saw them kill Lizzie and her little sister. Here we are in season 6. And Ron, he's starting to seem like that new Lizzie. Like, he's kind of lost. Well, in the case with Lizzie, she felt like walkers were still people. You know, she felt like they kind of still had a name. They still had a personality. I mean, she was, like, trying to play tag with him.
Yeah.
Whereas Ron, he's like, the opposite. He's giving up hope. He feels like it's all over. Like, he's like, my mom's dead, my brother's dead, I'm dead. So, to me, the reason why I thought he was like Lizzie is because he's a danger. Like, if you're thinking that way, you're a danger to the group now.
Well, you know what? Ron is still going through puberty. Yeah. You know, he's having little young boy hormones.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's talking about Enid's dead. It's like, where the hell did that come from? Like, walkers are in the town right now. Like,
yeah. He said Enid before his mother.
Yeah, he's like, Enid's dead. Like, there's walkers right outside, dude. Like, you're worried about the wrong thing right now.
Yeah, so I think he's just going through his little hormone stage where he's just young love.
Yeah.
Yo, Enid really turned this young guy out.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
She off JSS and...
Right, and she off JSS and not even thinking about him.
Thinking about him. And this dude at home crying and stuff.
Right.
I've been there.
I think we've all been there. I used to, like, play the song Brandy, that Have You Ever Loved Someone? That's a classic. Ron should be playing that song right now. All right. Carl taking Ron's gun was very badass. I thought Carl was, like, super cute, super cool. I was like, that's who Enid should be with. Like, you know? That was a big like. Carl was in there. He's the man. I mean, Carl was more mature than the grown men in the episode.
And the thing is, Carl knew the time and the place.
Right.
You know, when Rick was saying, what happened? Carl said, nothing. We were just fighting walkers.
Yeah, but I could tell Rick knows. Because Rick is like, everything's good. He's like, it's all good.
Yeah. So the thing is, Carl know there's a time and a place. Maybe Carol should take notes.
Right.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
And Carl waited. You know, he waited to go see get the dresser, get the little nightstands they wanted to put in front of the door.
Right.
But Carl waited to make his move on Ron.
He didn't want to distract his father or Jesse from doing what they had to do. He knew if they start talking about what Ron just did, that would have been a distraction. Right now, the number one goal was keep those walkers out. So he handled his business one-on-one with Ron, and I appreciate that. And then even tell him, like, your dad was an asshole. Like, Carl is just super cool. Like, he's really come up from, like, you know, seasons 1 through 4, Carl, to now.
Now, that right there, I don't think I like so much.
What?
You can't talk about nobody, daddy. What? Don't talk about my daddy.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be careful, especially if someone's father passed away, you know? It is kind of like...
I'm just saying, like, we can know our daddy ain't shit. Yeah. But can't nobody tell you that?
No, I think someone can tell you your daddy ain't shit. But, you know, I'm a little less sensitive than others. Like, so, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know? You're right. So, yeah, but I think at the same time, though, Carl was in the right. I mean, Ron just tried to kill him. So, really, right now, Carl could say whatever he wanted to say to Ron. Ron just needs to sit there and be quiet.
Yeah.
And stop feeling sorry for himself. All right, so Rick keeping it real, we both like that. When Deanna asked her to asked Rick to look out for her son, That part was so funny because she's like, look out for him like you do your own people. And that look on Rick's face was like, I don't know about all that.
Like, for real, Rick looks off in the sky and stuff like that.
I can't make any promises.
Can't make no promises.
Right. It was just funny. It was silent, but it was implied. It was definitely implied that, you know. But by the end of their conversation, I think Rick might have changed his mind and realized there is no more us and them. We're all in this together.
Yeah. And actually, this is one speech that I actually appreciated.
I did too. I mean, I appreciate it, but then I have some issues with it. Like, once again, you're on your deathbed. Like, why are you using all your last 5 minutes of energy to give a speech?
Nicole, don't you dare talk about Deanna.
No. Oh, Deanna. Gary, man. Gary had to wipe some tears from his eyes earlier.
Man, you know, I'm just going to be real. I didn't think it was going to touch me as much when she died. Like I said, in Instant Cast, they haven't killed anybody of irrelevance. But tonight, when I was watching it, you know, I kind of got emotional.
Yeah, I didn't.
I know you did. But I realized, yo, Deanna's part of the group. And plus, you know, she was giving, like, the right speeches. Like, I hate when people get those long, drawn-out speeches about, yeah, what we thought about you, what happened here, what happened over there. Deanna gave the right speeches. She said the right things.
She did, but in a way.
She brought tears to everybody's eyes, though. Rick was tearing up.
Michonne
tearing up. Gary was tearing up.
But her speech to Michonne wasn't really, like, relevant. Like, she was, like, giving that what do you want to be when you grow up speech.
I think it was. It was appropriate.
Okay.
You know, actually, I started thinking about my life. Think about what I want.
All right. Yeah. You know what? That's so funny because I kind of did the same thing, too. Like, when she was like, don't wait and, you know what you want. Now's the time. I was like, damn, Deanna, are you talking to me? So I'm like, you know, so I did. Maybe that's why I didn't like it. So I'm like, man, I'm trying to watch this show and be entertained, not be educated and start thinking about my life choices and shit. So
I don't know. I think she touched a lot of people this episode.
It's a possibility.
She definitely touched me.
Maybe that's why I didn't want her talking, because it hit too close to home.
Shut up, Deanna. You don't know me.
That's exactly what happened. All right. Lately, we've been seeing Rosita. She's been getting a few talking points. It's really nice. But when she was talking with Tara and she was saying, like, haven't we already paid the price? Like, what, you know, because Tara's like, we got to earn our keep here. And Rosita said some real shit, I thought. She's like, haven't we haven't we paid for this already? Because we've seen all the shit they've gone through. And it's like, damn, to go through all that and then to make it Alexandria, and then now you still have to fight, it has to take hard on you.
It got to.
So I liked her saying that, because sometimes you get sick and tired of hearing people kind of be like super positive, like how Tara was being. Like, oh, we can make it if we try and all that. And Rosita's like, damn, I done like 100 things already. I haven't made it yet. So I like
that. Yeah.
You really like Deanna's reaction to getting bit. She got bit.
I loved it. Well, shit.
Yeah. That's what she said. She was kind of like just chilling for a second. She was cool with it. Even though part of me wonders, like, how do you get bit and not know it?
Yeah, but we also had a dislike about that.
Right. So we'll discuss when we get to there.
Well, not a dislike about her reaction, but a dislike about her getting bit.
Yeah, that whole biting scene was kind of weird. All right, just a few more likes. Once again, it was kind of her speech to Michonne. But, you know, we saw those Latin words a few weeks ago when she first showed the map to... When she first drew the map, like right after... Like, in the beginning of the season, she drew the map, and we saw some Latin words. And then we saw it again when she gave it to Michonne, and Michonne's been looking over the map. So who knows? Maybe Michonne has a career. I mean, Michonne is, like, the police there, but maybe she might have a career in city government or something. I mean, we all kind of know Michonne should be the leader, not Rick. Right? She's more level-head.
I mean, if you put it that way, you're right.
Yeah, I think she'd be a good leader.
But I think Rick is, you know, I may talk shit about Rick, but Rick has that no nonsense they need.
Mm-hmm.
That he's not trying to wait and see what happens.
He don't take chances no more.
He's not taking chances. He's taking care of or solving a problem before the problem ever happened.
Yeah. He's proactive rather than reactive. Well, no. In a way, he's before the proactive. He's just active. Whereas Michonne is proactive.
Yeah, Rick is always on go.
Rick shoots first, asks questions later. Whereas Michonne, she asks questions and she'll shoot, but she's not going to just shoot and ask questions later. She's going to try to find out as much as she can before shooting. But the thing I liked about this scene was that we found out what that Latin quote meant, which you could probably Google it yourself and find out. But once again, it said, someday this pain will be useful to you. And I thought that was kind of meaningful because we've seen Michonne's backstory. I think in season 4, we found out that she had a baby. And of course, the baby died and her boyfriend died. I mean, that has to hurt. We know Carol lost her child. So many people have lost something, but to lose a child has to be so painful. So maybe one day we'll see Michonne's arc, you know, her come fully to terms with what everything that happened. And I think this conversation she had with Deanna is leading us to where we're going to see Michonne go in the second half of this season.
Okay. All right.
And then last on our likes is the Carol and Morgan fight.
You know what? That is not last on our likes.
Okay.
let's go back.
All right.
Before we get to last on our likes, let's get to Pastor Gabriel.
Okay.
Do he deserve the pastor now? Has he earned it, Nicole?
I guess so. I mean, he did tell Rick, I won't leave. You know, I'm not going to turn back no matter what. So, I guess so.
Gabriel has stepped up. I'm sorry. Pastor Gabriel has stepped up completely.
Okay.
I mean, I want him
to take that pastor thing off. Like, that thing, every time I see it around his neck, I'm like, I feel so hot. I feel so like I can't breathe with that thing around his neck. Like, don't you need to breathe? Everyone else is sweating around there. Like, are you not hot with all that on?
That's a part of his character.
Okay.
Once he take that off, we may not recognize him.
Yeah, we'll recognize him. We've seen him in regular clothes. But, I mean, if he's comfortable, let him be it. But everyone else was just sweating this whole episode, just drenching in sweat. Like, how is he not sweating with that all on him and everything? He had black on, black long shirt. It was just too much.
Yeah, he has the man above on his side.
That's right. That is correct. Yeah, I like Pastor Gabriel.
Pastor Gabriel has stepped up completely. You know, when the door came down, he was right there where Rick ran up. But, you know, he used to be scared of that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, if the door would have came down, he probably would have been in the corner crying or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Pastor Gabriel was ready.
Which is more than I can say for Eugene.
Right.
I mean, we saw Eugene. Yeah, he did pick a lock, big whoop.
In fact, he got kind of creepy to me.
Eugene, yeah, he's been creepy since like day one.
He's got very creepy to me. Because now I know that this dude is picking locks and stuff, peeking in windows and
Well, remember when he used to watch Abraham and Rosita have sex? Like, he was so creepy.
That is creepy.
I would have been kicked him out. Like, I would have been like, dude, you got to go. Well, that's when they thought he was like, he knew how to save the world or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Eugene is creepy.
Eugene is a rapist.
Shut up. That's
I mean, there's something. They're going to find out something about Eugene.
That's too far.
Eugene picking locks.
Yeah.
Creeping in houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Looking through windows.
I would call him a peeping Tom.
I think he's past that. When you know how to pick locks, you're past peeping Tom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your peeping Tom is when you look in from the outside. Yeah. Not when you look in from the inside.
You're crazy. I don't know about all that. But
if you're already on the inside, there's a problem.
Okay.
I'm not going to call him. Yes, I'm going to say, I'm going to predict that they're going to find out some very bad news about Eugene. Because he's going to be getting kicked out of the group soon.
Okay. All right, we'll see. Any more likes before we discuss the Carol-Morgan fight?
No, let's talk about it.
All right. I thought it was pretty damn cool. Like, I hated it, and we'll talk about the reason why I hated it. But I can look at the bigger picture and love something and also hate it at the same time. So I loved it because I was sitting there just in chill mode at that point during the episode. And then boom, all of a sudden, I mean, it was like, I just loved it. Like, from the moment that Carol, you know, Morgan's like, Carol, he's all looking for her around the corner. And then she comes and pushes him and runs down the stairs. I thought it was immature, but still, I liked that whole, and then them staring off at each other and saying like, I don't want to kill you, but I will kill you in order to kill him. I liked that whole thing.
Yeah, everything about that scene was cool.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I disagree with it, but I liked it.
Yeah, we both disagree. that should have never happened.
You're right.
They could have waited. I mean, there's more important things to do at this moment.
There's like hundreds of walkers outside. How can you fight with someone? Like right now, humans are your best allies. Like, I always think of like if aliens invaded the Earth, you wouldn't be fighting another human. Hopefully, you'd be trying to fight the aliens, you know? But you never know. All right, so our dislikes. I'm going to start it off with Deanna's bite. We rewinded it a couple times.
When did she get bit?
When did she get bit?
We rewind it. I rewind it.
Slow motion. I mean, it was
slow motion, everything.
Everything. We couldn't see no, like, there was no way she got bit. And then, as I mentioned, how do you get bit and not know you got bit?
And the thing was, there was no walker by her side.
Yeah, well, there was a walker, but his face or her face,
was
whatever,
her shoulder
was near her shoulder. It was nowhere near that her side like that.
So that's when they should have showed us.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did that kind of on Fear the Walking, like on the same spot. Remember on Fear the Walking Dead? Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it, remember the lady that got bit?
The same spot.
Same spot. Like, they just love having somebody get bit over there on their side.
Like, that's just a spot that you get bit on and don't know.
That no one knows. You got to lift up your shirt to realize it's bit. There's no bite mark on the actual shirt.
there's no teeth marks ripping the shirt up.
The shirt ain't ripped. It's completely clear. No stain, nothing. And then you got to lift the shirt up to actually see the bite mark. So that was just a little weird. And
that's a big dislike.
It was a big dislike. And it's like, y'all just used that shit on Fear the Walking Dead. So, like, come on. Come up with a new story. You know? It didn't work for that. It didn't work for this.
Yeah, that didn't work. It didn't work at all.
All right, I think a bigger dislike we had with the show, was when Jesse came out and she shot start shooting at the walkers and caught everyone in the house.
And you know what? I'm a big everybody know that me and Nicole are big Walking Dead fans.
Yeah.
It's no secret. But this was an epic fail.
It was.
Epic.
Somebody should be getting fired for this mistake.
Somebody needs to be fired. Somebody.
Because, okay, so what we're talking about is Rick and crew were crowded. They were surrounded with walkers. Jesse comes out, shoots a couple of them, and then they run in the house. It pans to the street view.
Pans out. And there's no walkers on their street.
There's no walkers right there.
There's no walkers in front of their house or their home, period.
There's like a couple walkers on the ground dead, but it's like she didn't shoot 50 million walkers that were surrounding them.
Well, there were no walkers on it. There was only a couple on the ground.
There was only a couple on the ground.
What happened to the other walker? They sprinted off?
Yeah, they ran away when they heard the gunfire? No, they don't do that. They don't do that. Well, they do that, but they definitely don't run. And they would have been coming towards the gunfire.
So that was an epic fail.
Yeah.
I mean, the walkers disappeared. Street was clear.
There was not even blood stains on the street. It was just like a clean street.
So, yeah, that was like, I think, our biggest dislike of the show because, mm-hmm. like I said, it was a fail.
Yeah. Because I noticed it first watch, and I just didn't say anything. I was just like, huh. And then today when we were watching again, as soon as Gary opened his mouth, I said, Gary, I promise you, I was just about to say something about that. Like, it was just so weird. The street was clean. It was clear. So.
Like, she just shot, like, four walkers, mm-hmm. and walkers surrounding them just to get in that house. I don't know. We're going to let that go.
Yeah, we'll let go. We expressed our opinion, and there you have it. We got a few small dislikes, nothing too big, but Glenn's goatee. Gary made a joke that the shit was just, like, really, what'd you call it?
Man, it was like somebody shaped him up out there.
Yeah.
And I wonder, was it Enid? Did Enid shape Glenn up?
Right.
Before they got there.
Because his goatee and his, like, little beard was all perfect.
It was fresh. It was looking better than mine. And I'm not in a zombie apocalypse.
Right. Because then later on, it showed Rick when Deanna made a joke about Rick's beard. Like, his beard was all disheveled or whatever. But Glenn was pretty clean.
Glenn had the clean goatee.
Yeah.
Like, he got a fresh, fresh shape up right before he got there.
Right. He wanted to look good for Maggie.
Yeah, that's it. And that let me know Enid got skills.
All right. We have Sam's makeup on the dislike.
Oh, yeah.
Gary really pointed this one out to me, which I noticed too. And it was just like a little weird. But once he pointed out to me, I was like, yeah, you're right. Like,
It was too weird.
It was too much.
That Sam had all the dark around his eyes. Like, the makeup was just a little too much.
Yeah. It's like, we know he's been eating. We see him, the episode starts off with him putting a plate outside his door. He has a half cookie left where the ants are attacking it. So we know he's eating. He's not, like, malnutrition. So why is this boy looking so drained? I mean, well, maybe he's tired or stressed, but...
I don't know, but why is his eye sinking into his head?
Yeah, I would be concerned as a parent. Like, if my 8-year-old, or I'm going to guess he's anywhere between 8 and 10.
And then, it's only been like a day.
Right.
He hasn't been in his room that long.
Right, you've been upstairs for a day, dude. You're right. Yeah, so Sam's makeup was just, I mean, it's like, y'all didn't have to put the makeup on the little boy for us to know that he was scared.
I mean, we already knew he was scared.
Right. He wasn't coming downstairs. We knew he was scared.
Like, a day passed, and now his eyes just sunk in. It's real dark.
All right, one of my dislikes, and I think this was a big dislike for me, was, and we've seen it throughout this whole, I would say, series, not even just season, and not even just episode, the whole series, though, is people trip, and then they have serious-ass injuries. Like, people trip in real life every day, and they just get up, and, like, they're embarrassed, and they walk it off. But, like, here in The Walking Dead, you trip.
I mean, popular.
You have, like, a 3-inch cut on your leg. Now you're about to have, like, a, what was wrong, Carol? A concussion? Like, what the fuck? How are you guys tripping that damn hard?
In a zombie apocalypse, if you trip, you end up in a body cast.
Right. You have a broken leg. You're in the hospital bed. I mean, it's like, come on. And then, not only is I'm going to excuse the fact that people trip. You're clumsy. We trip all the time. No big deal. But, like, how are you tripping and having some serious-ass injuries from tripping? Everyone trips people trip every day.
It seems like everyone that trip on this show, I mean, they come up with a missing arm or something.
Right. Last lady, she had to sacrifice herself. She had a sprained ankle.
It's like missing leg.
Missing limb. Dude, you didn't, like, trip off a balcony. You tripped and just tripped on the ground and got back up.
I think they're going a little too far with that.
Right. Let me just see someone trip and get up. I mean, we did see kind of Rick. He kind of stared off for a minute in awe. But, you know, he got up. But, I mean, that was a blast. You know, debris fell and everything like that. But I just want to see someone trip and then just keep it moving. Keep going. I don't want to see them with the scratch. I don't want to see shit. Just get up and move. Go on. So, that was just a thing to me.
I mean, that's why we haven't seen Heath yet.
You think he tripped?
Man, he finally get the hell on. Oh, shit, hell no.
Right.
You know, he's moving too quick for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be it. Speaking of Heath, well, never mind. We already talked about, like, where the hell all these other characters. We kind of already discussed that. All right, so Deanna going to the baby. I like that scene in a way because when Rick was about to just, like, kill her. He doesn't think. He's about to just kill her. I like that. But I didn't like the fact that she went to the baby. It's like, who does that? Like, even in normal day, if you're sick, you wouldn't go hug a baby because it's crying. You would stay away from a baby. You know, you don't go hug a kid when you're sick.
Right.
And she has, like, the zombie flu. Like, why would you go up to a baby? Like,
zombie flu.
Let that baby cry. Or, I don't know, like, what was she doing near the baby? Like, you know you can turn at any moment. Like, why were you near that baby? So that kind of pissed me off. And Rick did say, he's like, yeah, we need somebody here with you at all times, but it ain't gonna be her. So I did like him kind of say that, but it was just a little weird that Deanna, it's like, come on, Deanna, you knew better. The baby, yes, was crying, but... you definitely need to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Next on our dislikes is Morgan protecting the wolf. We've kind of already went into this, but it's not a dislike of the show. It was a dislike of the character.
Like Nicole said in the instant cast, it's about being a bigger person. And I think that although Morgan knows who Morgan is, he knows he can't kill anybody. There's no rule against Carol killing anybody.
Right.
So, I don't see why, at that point, he saw Carol wasn't giving up. He didn't just let Carol have her. Have him.
He went too hard for the wolf.
He went extra hard.
And I guess I'm really mad at Morgan because we've kind of gone hard for Morgan. Like, we've been pretty big Morgan supporters.
I'm still a Morgan supporter.
But it's kind of like, you know how you get your friend, your cousin, a job at your job? You get him a job there?
Yeah.
and then they don't show up for work.
Or they end up stealing something.
They end up stealing something. And it's like, damn, I vouched for you, dude. Like, I put my name out there for you. So, like, I feel betrayed by Morgan only because it's like, we've been going hard for Morgan. Don't be talking about Morgan. And then he gonna do all this. Like, once again, yes, Carol was in the wrong, but Morgan started that fight. Morgan, when Carol was like, I forgot what she said exactly, but she was pretty much like, dude, I'm not giving up. He hit her with this stick. He knocked her knife out of her hand or whatever. And then the body slam, the rock bottom. Morgan's gonna have to do a lot for me to like him again.
Well, that's Nicole dislike.
Okay. I mean, I'm not on that whole Morgan got to die tip that other people are on, but
I still appreciate Morgan, but I think that he should have been a bigger person here.
Yeah, he should have. He should have. I'm trying to. It sounds so familiar, like him protecting the wolf. It's like I've seen that before, but I can't think of where. So, but I understand him wanting to protect. I understand if he wanted to protect an innocent person, but in this case, the wolf was behind him saying, when he was like, he's not going to get out. The wolf's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, he could turn around and knock the hell out the wolf.
Right. Like, just shut him, like, knock him out and then told Carol, like, look it, he's knocked out. Can we let this wait? That's what they should have did.
And what is wrong with the wolf?
I don't know.
Morgan's trying to protect them. It's like, he's not going nowhere. Aha, yes, I am. And I'm going to kill you.
The wolf ain't fearing shit.
Yeah, the like, wolf ain't scared.
Really, he's not. It's like, what was up with that? But, yeah, so that's my only thing. Like, I didn't like Morgan doing that and then their whole fight and everything like that. I just didn't appreciate that. All right, so why did Denise sit there, and we kind of talked about this on the Instant Cast, but why did she sit there and watch the wolf untie himself? Like, he's over there scrambling, trying to untie himself with the knife. Denise, why are you sitting there watching him do it? I mean, I know you don't have fighting skills, but you're not dumb. Pick up the Morgan stick and hit him.
Yeah, she should have done more.
She should have done more. Instead of saying, you don't have to do this. And, like, why are you talking to this guy? This guy's unreasonable. Just hit him. Hit him in the head.
Yeah.
So, and then even going further with Tara and Rosita, like, they could have shot the wolf. And I understand that Denise is just not only that, she's not only a doctor, but she is a human being. You don't want one life gone, but
don't forget that.
One life is better than all. What if he took the gun and then shot all of you guys?
Hey, Denise wrote all the little doctor practices on the little wall.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Denise, you gotta go.
You gotta go. Like, I mean, and hopefully she wouldn't have died. But like, when they passed their guns to him, which I'm surprised, why didn't he kill them? Because we've seen the other people in his crew. They would have killed him. Yeah. So maybe something is different with this wolf. Because why didn't he just shoot them and kill him?
First of all, why did the wolf stay there and hide in the house in the first place? Everybody ran out. Everybody was off everywhere killing people. And this dude was going to hide off in a cut inside a closet or something.
You talking about when Morgan found him?
When Morgan found him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, everything about this wolf is funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Something's up with this wolf. What if he's part of the team, the people at the end that we saw, Negan's team, are they part of the same people, do you think, as the people that you have to kneel? Do you think they're the same thing?
I don't know.
So that we could be dealing with three separate groups. The wolves.
We could be.
Sons of Anarchy, and then the kneel people.
Maybe.
Okay. I was just wondering, what if the wolf was part of one of those groups? Like, not the Neil people, but what if he's part of, like, the Sons of Anarchy people? By saying, you don't belong here.
Right. I don't know.
Even though they seem kind of clean cut. So
we would have to ask a comic book reader.
I don't want to, though.
Yeah, because they might go too deep.
Yeah.
But for real, if you read a comic book and you're listening to this podcast, don't spoil it for everybody.
Right.
Don't write it on our website or write it on Facebook. Just, I guess, instant messages or something.
Some people, they just, like, cannot help themselves. They love writing that shit on Facebook, like, publicly. Like, Negan's going to do this. Negan's
going to do that.
Yeah. So they just can't help themselves.
Yeah, please don't spoil it for everybody. But Yeah, I really do want to know, you know, are these three different groups we're dealing with?
I do want to know, but at the same time, I'm okay with waiting to when it comes out in February.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you guys, that's all we have right now for our likes and our dislikes. We're going to move on to listener letters. We only have a few. But before we get to that, I do want to make a request. This is a mid-season finale, so we won't be back until February for this Walking Dead. But I do want to sit here and ask you guys real quickly to go ahead and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. If you listen on iTunes, you've probably seen there's probably like 50 Walking Dead podcasts.
A lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And the way you can get yours shown higher up on that list is by the more reviews you have and stuff like that, and especially if they're good reviews. So take just a minute of your time and just leave us a review and rating. It really helps us out. We're new podcasters. We're independent podcasters. It's just me, Gary, and two mics here. Like, it would really, really mean a lot.
Turntable.
Yeah, turntable. You know, Thanksgiving just happened. I'd really be thankful for that. And Christmas is on its way, and that would be a great Christmas gift. So I just want to real quickly ask you guys to do that for us. Like, and don't think, oh, you know, someone else is going to do it. Like, no. Like, don't think other people are going to do it. You have to be the one. You. I'm talking to you. That's corny. But yeah, I am talking to you. Whoever's listening, do it, please. All right, so.
All right, Deanna.
I know, right? Where do you want to be in your life? If you want to be somewhere in your life, you got to leave us a review. All right, so we have a few listener letters. Just to remind you guys, you can email us at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. And just jot it down, because that season premiere comes back in February. We'll be ready. And we'll be waiting to hear what you have to say. All right, so we have an email from Ricky. She wrote, "Hi, guys. Just wanted to give you guys a bit of feedback with regards to the half season and past seasons. Being in the UK, I don't see the finale till Monday night, by which time you may have already have done the podcast. So I'm going to get there early and predict the finale will be epic. And I believe this as the show has developed a pattern in my eyes, which is..." So she wrote this before the finale because she felt like she wouldn't get it in time before we taped. She said, "Epic season opener, good second episode, 5 decent to below average episodes," which we agree. "Amazing mid-season finale with cliffhanger." And then she said, "Epic half season opener, good next episode, 5 decent below average episodes, amazing finale with cliffhanger." And that we are all super excited again for the next season. What do you guys think? Love the podcast. Cheers, Ricky. I love that she used the word cheers. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Cheers. Okay. Thank you for writing into us. I think that's always cool. Like, when we see someone from like a different country write us, I think that's like cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. Because we had someone, I think, from Wayward Pines podcast write us from like Egypt. I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's so cool. So anywho. Cheers to you too, Ricky. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel this way with Walking Dead and how they keep getting viewers to come back because they have these amazing openers, you know, that season premiere.
Actually, Ricky, you're on point.
You're very much on point.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, they have that amazing season premiere, and then it's like those episodes that's in between, you're like, what is this crap? And then you get that mid-season finale, which we're here now. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then it'll probably come back on in February. And we're like, yes, yes, yes. And somehow in between then, it's kind of like, And then at the end, season finale, it's like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do that a lot. They do. And they keep getting away with it because we keep coming back.
We just love it so much.
We love it so much.
We love the abuse.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's funny because I always say Game of Thrones is my favorite show, but every time my Walking Dead, before their season starts and they're showing those Walking Dead trailers, I get so excited. Like, every time. Like, I get excited when I see the Game of Thrones season trailer too, but there's no excitement I can describe to when I see the Walking Dead ones.
None.
So their marketing team, stellar. Like, they got me hooked. I get so excited. I'm already looking forward to February, so... Yeah, we definitely agree with you. And hopefully, I don't know, 6 seasons in, I can't really say, will they do a better job? Like, why do a better job? This is working for them. So, yeah, that's all. I guess we got what we got. Thank you for writing in. We appreciate it as well.
Thank you, Ricky.
All right, so we have a listener letter from Yolanda. She always writes in. Thank you, Yolanda. We appreciate it.
Hi, Yolanda.
She wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, don't be jumping on the Whoop Morgan's ass bandwagon now.
We were on it.
We're on it. Sorry, Yolanda, because Morgan disappointed. He was not mature. I know Eugene and Father Gabriel can't kill, but nobody's telling Morgan to kill. Just he might need to at some point. To me, that's telling him to kill. Like, yeah, you might have to kill today, but you're gonna have to kill tomorrow. You're still telling him to kill, in my opinion. And I remember when Farmer Rick was out tilling the fields and several people told him he should put his gun back on.
Right.
Yeah, Gary has definitely talked about that. And you know Carol being in the same room as the wolf was like a wino in the room with his hooch. She had to get a taste. Morgan had to rock bottom her. Love the rock reference. It was Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave. But why did Tara and Rosita give up their guns? Last episode, Tara was hanging off a fence getting all headshots. Hold on,
let's go back to what she said. Mm-hmm. Why did they give up their guns?
Right.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Right. You don't get why, like, why? If you give up your gun, what if he would have shot them anyways? I definitely didn't agree with that. Like, if they didn't give up their gun, at least they knew only person that would have died was Denise.
And why did creepy Eugene throw his knife over there?
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even know he had a knife.
I mean, he wasn't going to use it, but he had it.
And then my thing is, if they were smart, they should always have more than one gun on them. You know? Okay, we give up our guns that's out, but boom, pull another one out while he was reaching back.
No. I don't understand giving somebody a loaded weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy could have killed everybody in there.
This guy had a knife, and you're about to give him two guns.
Right.
And it's like you're about to risk the lives of all the people in Alexandria over one person. I'm not saying Denise is not important. She's a person. She's important. She's also important because she's a doctor. But no, you don't. I mean, she's not important if she's dead, because afterwards he put the gun to her head. I know he didn't kill her yet, but you never know.
Never know. That was a good point, Yolanda.
Yes, thank you. And she said, last episode, Tara was hanging off a fence, getting all headshots, and now she can't hit the wolf from 10 feet. Yeah, which is what I said last night. Like, why didn't they just shoot him? More than likely, he wasn't going to be able to cut her throat in time. When the new season starts, it better open with the group leaving Jesse's house. What could Sam possibly have to say that was so important?
Shut the hell up, Sam.
Right. Mom, didn't lock the front door. Or Mom, can we stop and get some of Carol's cookies? Well, bye, Sam. It was nice knowing you.
Oh, that's me. That's me.
No, I've seen people on Facebook write worse. They were like, Sam gotta go. Sam and Ron gotta die.
No.
She wrote, what am I gonna do with you guys without you guys for 2 months? Walking Dead is the only show I watch in live time. I'm gonna have to listen to your other podcasts, and I won't know what you're talking about, but I'll get my weekly fix of Gary and Nicole till February.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
That's sweet.
That was. Well, we are about to podcast on Leftovers and Jessica Jones.
Right.
We're not doing like full recaps, but when I tell you guys Leftovers, oh my god. Like, best show I saw this year. And I know that says a lot because Game of Thrones came out earlier this year, but it wasn't their best season. But fine, Leftovers, it's on HBO. Oh, my gosh. I mean, Gary, he doesn't like it as much as I do, but every episode, I'm just amazed how good that show is. It's, every episode is so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good show.
It's a very good show. Watch that, and we'll talk about the whole season because they're about to have their season finale soon. So, and watch Jessica Jones because we're going to talk about that. And I don't know, go back and watch Game of Thrones and Wayward Pines and Ballers and Empire, whatever, all our other shows. Thank you so much, Rolanda. We appreciate it. You've been writing us all season, and we appreciate it. And we will talk to you in February unless you write us in between the breaks. All right, so we have an email from Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany. She writes us in as well. Thank you, Tiffany, for writing in this season. She wrote, is it because of the monsters? And that's her subject line. Hi, Gary and Nicole. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, we did.
Yep.
She mentions her baby was sick, and I already wrote it back and said hopefully he feels better, or she feels better. She wrote, quick thoughts. Kind of loved it. Well, it had great tension. I did want to see more folks dropping like flies, but I'm hoping the second half finale will be awesome. Carl,
yeah, true.
Carl might be one of my favorites this season. I like his no-nonsense attitude, and I kind of feel bad for him, too. I think he's probably desperate for company who is male and his own age. And Carl's like, dude, your dad was a dick, and Enid wasn't my girl. We cool now? I wish Jesse would stop touching Michonne's man, right? Like, the whole time when they ran in the house, I was like, Rick, you need to be protecting Michonne. Don't worry about what Jesse's doing.
Michonne can protect herself.
Yeah, she can. She's pretty badass. Like, when she was wiping all those walkers out with her sword, I was like, go, Michonne. I was proud of her.
You mean all the walkers that disappeared once they got in the house?
Yeah, when all the walkers that disappeared all of a sudden. My hubby thinks Deanna used the last bullets on the walkers because it's the first she... or most of the Alexandrias never fought back against zombies. Usually they run or try to hide. Alexandria is one big hidden spot anyway. So her going out was the first time she ever tried to survive instead of exist.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, like when she went out to save Rick, I liked it, but at the same time I was like, Rick doesn't need saving, Deanna. Like, take your ass back. And I think she should have, because Rick would have been okay without her.
Yeah, he would have.
You know, but it was good to see it and Alexandria actually go out there and try to JSS or try to help Rick rather than just exist and hide like the two Bruces are doing or like Heath must be doing. I don't know where these folks are at. Like, where are you guys? Where's Aaron? Where's Eric? Like, where are these people? So they're like chilling at home, hiding. All right. I think that cookie was the one his mom made to entice him downstairs. She's talking about little Sam's cookie in the beginning with all the ants were on it. The herd of ants. That's what I thought they were.
Yeah. We see his mother need cooking lessons.
Yeah. That cookie was hella thick and hella big. But it might have been, and it must not have been that good. He only half. All right. Eugene has a skill, as small as it may be. Also, he's good at calling for help.
Right?
I guess so. He barely called help. Help. It was like the weakest help I've ever heard in my life. So,
well, he didn't want to be too loud. He wanted to draw the walkers over.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was weird he was sitting there hiding. Like, why are you standing still hiding? Go run. They can't run. They can only walk. And she said, I can't believe Morgan body slammed Carol. Like, for real, Morgan? Yeah, we're there with you.
You better believe it, Tiffany.
Or I'm there with you.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta body slam somebody.
Whatever. It's crazy. She wrote, Dr. Denise could have done something. I'm with Nicole. A kick to the face, try to duck out the way for a clear shot, something. Right, I agree. Can't wait for the second half. Let us know what you're watching in between. Y'all have been great, and thanks for the effort.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate it. We already talked about the shows we'll be watching. Leftovers. Well, we are watching Leftovers, but Jessica Jones and all that stuff. All right, we got one more email letter in. I'm going to add it in right now.
Yeah, we're finished, I guess, editing our podcast. We're about to put it out, and we seen one more email come through, and we decided it was worth adding.
Yes, worth adding in there. This is from Kara.
Hi, Kara.
She wrote, Hi, Nicole and Gary. Overall, I enjoyed this week's episode. Even though a lot of things happened, it sort of felt the opposite, like not much happened. I liked it better after the second watch without the commercial interruption. Is it just me, or are there more commercials and cheerleading for Into the Badlands than an actual episode? I do have a few gripes that I'll share. I hated that AMC put the post-credit clip, which I noticed you guys didn't even see it when you did your instant reaction.
Right, we missed it.
Right, a good 10 minutes into the following show, Badlands. So that's why we missed it, because we were in here podcasting by that time. We weren't watching Into the Badlands.
Yeah, we were doing our instant cast.
Right. And she said, the scene with Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham getting stopped by the motorcycle gang trying to rob them. That was a great scene and shouldn't have been hidden in a commercial segment on a different show. I'm so annoyed with AMC trying to cram the Badlands show down our throats. If it appeals to a Walking Dead viewer, they'll check it out.
Yeah.
I personally haven't and probably won't anytime soon.
I have. And like I said before, they Hollywooded up. So it wasn't for me. But I mean, maybe I'll watch it later and feel different about it.
Right. I still haven't had a chance to watch it. Sure, it is just really annoying. I really did like that scene, and I'm pretty sure our group will not just hand over their stuff to Negan's thugs. I can't imagine they would. It would be so out of character for them to do so.
It would be.
Another gripe. Forget the machete and gun training in Alexandria. The Alexandrians in our group need basic walking and running lessons.
Right.
Why the hell did everyone forget how to walk in season 6? In the first few minutes of the episode, everyone fell down. Tripped over their own 2 feet, bullets, grass, ground, heck, they tripped over the air. Rick fell down, Tobin fell down, Carol fell, Maggie fell. I'm sure everyone else fell down, Heath, Aaron, etc. They just didn't bother to show them.
See, that's what happened to Heath.
Right. Seriously, though, it was a bit silly and comical seeing how everyone forgot how to walk when the tower fell down.
Right, and Nicole mentioned that, well, not that way, but she was saying that every time someone fell down, it seemed like they just got extra hurt.
Right.
Like, they had to get up, we had to body cast them.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't even think of how many people were falling down. I was thinking how silly it was when they fell down, they got hurt so bad. But yeah, she's right. Everyone was falling down.
Yeah.
And I excused Rick and Tobin since the wall had just crashed and maybe, you know, the debris hit them or whatever. But everyone else, Maggie and Carol, that was out of character for Carol to fall.
Yeah, it was.
So I was really, and the only person that didn't fall was Ron and Carl. And they actually did fall when they started wrestling.
Yeah.
But, okay. She said, I would rather have seen where everyone else ended up hiding instead of the repeat scene of Glenn and Enid repeating the same lines they did last week. I wish they do better at showing us more characters each week, even if it is only for a few seconds to show where they are.
True. I agree 100%.
Yeah, we've discussed that. Like, where's Heath? They showed him those 2 episodes. We met those 2 Bruces. We haven't seen them. We haven't seen Aaron. We haven't seen Spencer. So, yeah, I really want to know what's happening with them. And she wrote, one more gripe. Carol. While I can appreciate her wanting to kill the wolf and eliminate the threat, I really think she should be far more concerned with the zombie threat killing people outside. Why not worry about the 3,000 walkers killing her friends and not the one tied-up wolf? She really should have focused on helping rid the town of the walkers or getting to Rick's group to help fight this as a team. I did, however, enjoy the exchange between her and Morgan, and I'm mad at Morgan for body slamming her into the ground.
Not me.
I mean, did he really have to pick her up and body slam her into the ground? 100-pound woman half his size?
Hey, it's a zombie apocalypse.
Shame on you, Morgan.
Well, you know what? Morgan was getting beat up pretty bad. So, you know, if he had to throw the karate out the window and go back to his wrestling moves, I can't be mad at him.
No, that was very wrong of Morgan. And for saying all life is precious, just because you're not killing people, he could have really seriously killed her.
He could
when
have.
He body slammed her. Yeah, he was wrong for that.
And we would have finally got a Walking Dead fatality.
Yeah, finally. A main character would have died. That would have been crazy. And my last gripe, Jessie is a horrible mother. Her kids are a damn mess, and she tells Sam to pretend to be brave. It looked like she almost forgot about him when they were wiping guts on themselves to leave.
You know what? That's funny because I wrote that down to talk about it during our full recap. And like I said, me and Nicole, we already finished everything. We were editing. But I picked up my paper yesterday, and I said, you know what? I forgot to talk about this.
Right.
Because I said the same thing that they almost forgot Sam.
Yeah, it did seem like it was like when Sam came out, it was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about you. Here you are.
Yeah.
You know? It was a
Sam
weird
came out like, Mom, where you going?
Right. It was an it seemed like Sam was an afterthought.
And maybe that's why Sam was calling her at the end.
Yeah.
He just wanted to make sure that's what happened.
She knew that. Oh.
Mom?
You weren't really going to leave me, were you? A few minutes ago when we were upstairs. But who knows? Maybe they were going to get Sam last, like how they got Judith last. Maybe they were going to, after they covered themselves, they were like, okay, let me go get Sam.
I hope so.
But it did look like she almost forgot about him.
Yeah.
And she wrote, poor Sam, Jessie gets the Bad Mother of Season 6 award, and Walking Dead has a long list of bad mom characters. Ron and Sam should have been seeing Dr. Denise for psychotherapy counseling long before their dad got executed. But that got me to thinking about the other moms on the show, and I've realized Jessie is not alone in the bad mom category.
Uh-oh.
Deanna's sons are pretty bad. Lori was a mess of a mother back in the early seasons. Carol was a bad mother.
Wow.
And she has, remember at the church scene when Sophia was missing, she was talking about Ed looking at Sophia inappropriately. What? I don't remember that. And then the physical abuse Carol and Sophia had endured from Ed.
Right.
Michonne. I love Michonne. But didn't she leave her son Andre with two stoners and he got killed because they were too high to protect him? Can't we have a female character that is a good mom? LOL, or is it just impossible in this new world? All right, so let's address each mom that she discussed. Deanna. I don't want to say Deanna's a bad mom only because her sons were grown. So I think comes a certain point where it's like you can't really blame the mom anymore unless she's enabling them, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like they're grown. Like, she can't be held accountable for their actions for the rest of their lives.
I think she can.
Really?
I think once they turn a certain age, she need to open up the gate and just let them out to fend for themselves.
Yeah, but at this time, it's the zombie apocalypse. What's she going to do?
Just kick them out there.
Kick them out like, y'all go get your own house? Okay.
You're 18 now. You know what time it is.
Yeah.
You got to go out in the world, build your own community.
So I don't know about Deanna. Lori, I know everyone talks about Lori being a bad mom, and I can't for sure say she was a bad mom for sure. It was just that, I guess, you know, everything was so new. She didn't really know what to do with everything that was going on, the zombie apocalypse. I mean, she tried to keep Carl near. But, yeah, there were some things I probably wouldn't have done. Like, to me, she should have kept Carl even closer, you know. But
yeah,
I don't know. I can't for sure say Lori is, like, a horrible, horrible mom.
Yeah, you know, Lori, she had other things on her mind. You know, trying to juggle two men.
Juggle two men, find out who the father is.
Right.
All right, Carol was a bad mother. Now, this, I mean, I'm reading her statement. I'm not stating Carol was a bad mother.
Well, Carol was, but let's continue.
Carol, you think Carol was a bad mom?
Of course.
What's your reason?
I have the same reason. Well, my reason is Carol's getting abused. Her daughter's getting abused. Carol should have got herself out of that situation for a child.
Right.
So, I mean, that's my reason.
Okay, I don't remember Carol, like, that's crazy. I don't remember Carol talking about Ed looking at Sophia inappropriately. I'll have to go back to those early seasons. But either way, even if let's just say he wasn't hitting the girl, Sophia, the fact that he was hitting Carol, that's still bad for Sophia psychologically because she's seen her mother get beat. Like, that's not good for a child to see that in a home, you know,
right,
to experience that. So, I mean, I hate to blame the victim. Carol was a victim at the same time.
And that's true. She was.
She was a victim, but... Yeah, at the same time, you're a victim, but you still, your first priority should always be your child, to take care of the child. All right, Michonne. I love Michonne, but didn't she leave her son Andre? Okay, the two stoners, when we got that flashback, I think in season 4 of Michonne with the two stoners, one was her lover. Remember, that's what they called him, her boyfriend or whoever. And then I'm guessing the other one was like the boyfriend's friend.
I thought it was her brother. Her brother and her...
boyfriend? It never really established who the other guy was.
I think one was her brother and one was her lover.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. How did you get brother? It's possible then. Okay, so let's just say one brother, one boyfriend. I don't think she necessarily left him as stoners. It seemed like, I don't know, that flashback was kind of weird. It seemed like they did get stoned or they did get on drugs, but I'm pretty sure she didn't leave the child with them with the intention of, hey, they're going to get on drugs. I think she probably went looking for help, like going out there to get food or something. Because at one point in that flashback, they're like, yeah, just because you're getting better with the knife or whatever. And so I don't know. I can't really, that one scene, I can't really for sure say Michonne was a bad mother. You know, I think she left her child with the child's father with the intentions that he would be safe. And that ended up not happening.
Okay.
Or not necessarily not happening.
Maybe.
The father wasn't able to protect the child some way, somehow. All right, so she said, I rambled on more than I intended to. No, we appreciate long emails, especially when you have good stuff to say.
Yep.
And then she said, thank you for mentioning other podcasts last week. I'm looking forward to checking them out. I'm going to rewatch GOT, which is Game of Thrones, my other favorite show. Yay. And listen to your older podcast during the break. So thanks.
Thank you.
And then she also talked how much she really hates Empire. That's our other podcast. And I'll talk about that actually probably on our Empire podcast. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kara. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Now we're going to do our prediction and award. Why don't you start it off, Gary, this time with I Ain't Fair and Shit?
I will.
Okay.
The I Ain't Fearing Shit Award goes to Deanna. Deanna ran out there. You know, Rick can protect himself. But Deanna, she wanted some of the action, too. She had to get the action. Came out there, hit the three shots. I guess a stomach, chest, head. She ran and dove on Rick, moved him out the way. She protected him. Deanna not only, you know, gave the best performance to get the best action performance during that scene, but she also gave the best speeches of the episode. Then she went out like the true MVP.
Oh, man, I meant to mention about her going out. I thought her going out was dumb as hell.
Okay. It's my turn to talk.
My bad. Go ahead.
Deanna went out like the true MVP. She wasn't fearing shit from beginning of the episode to the end. All right, your turn.
I was going to say that Deanna, I thought her going and helping Rick was dumb. She should have stayed behind. And like when her going out, like when she should have let Michonne take her out. Like, why would you rather take yourself out than Michonne take you out? And then why sit there in pain and sweating and all the other nonsense? And you could have had Michonne take you out. Like, you know what the end result is going to be. The end result is death. Which I guess kind of is like a real life subject when they talk about doctor patient suicide, assistant suicide or whatever. So like kind of is a real thing. But at the same time, I felt like, I don't know, like, you know you're going to die. Why sit it out and sweat and die in pain? And
well, who do you think should get the award?
I think it should go to, and I think this is a first-time winner for us, I think. But I'm going to have to give it to Carl.
Okay.
Carl, wow. I mean, he's so level-headed. For him to be just a young little boy or whatever, he's very level-headed. He talked to Ron like a man. He's like, hey, I mean, he wasn't all in his emotions. You know, a picture of a teenager. He wasn't yelling. He wasn't this. He was like, dude, give me the gun from the grip first. Your dad was an asshole. That's why my dad killed him. I mean, he kept everything nice and cool. He fought Ron, but at the same time, as soon as those walkers came, he was like, dude, help me. He wasn't in his emotions. He was just like, he was just always, he always was aware of his surrounding.
Although, I guess Carl was cool. I mean, I have to disagree with you, but hey, that's your pick. All right, now you start off the most likely to die.
All right, most likely to die for next season or second half of the season. In Alexandria.
First episode of the second half.
First episode, second half. If it shows us Alexandria, which it probably will, I'm going to say Ron or Sam, one of them are going to end up getting killed because Sam's talking. But if it shows us Sasha and Daryl and all them, Abraham's going to get killed. Just simply for the outfit he had on. When he got out of that car, I was like, man, they're going to kill him on sight. What does he have on? Like, I know he was playing dress up last week, but it was like, dude, they're going to kill him. Like, just because, like, they're going to say, give me your jacket. Abraham's not going to want to. I don't know. So I think Abraham still, I know I've been saying Abraham all year, but like something, you know, when you got that gut feeling, and that gut feeling's telling me, like, every time I see Abraham, he's like so close to dying. So Abraham or Ron.
Okay. All right.
What about you?
Let's see. The most likely to die would have to be me. Wait, these 2 to 3 months.
It's going to be rough.
2 to 3 months, I pick myself most likely to die. Trying to wait this, you know, what are we going to do without our listeners? Without our Yolanda, Tiffany, Ricky, and Derek? Where have you been, Derek?
Yeah, whatever happened to Derek? He used to write us in.
Tamara, Mom, where you at, Mom?
I know. I wonder if she watched last night.
What are we going to do without our listeners and The Walking Dead? Hopefully I'm back, y'all. But no, this is going to be rough for me.
Yeah. All right, you guys, that's it.
But. Okay. If you go back to Alexandra.
Uh-huh. Alexandria.
Alexandria, zombie number 2, mm-hmm. Gonna die on the way at the house.
All right.
If we go back to Daryl, uh-huh. Sasha, zombie number 3 is gonna die.
Okay, so you really don't think any human live being is gonna die?
Yo, while they sit on the side of the road, a zombie's going to come up out the woods. One of the biker boys is going to turn around and shoot him. But nobody of irrelevance is going to die. You know what? We may see how Deanna die.
Why?
We may see. You know, it may come on. She's getting eaten up, or it may come on. You know, she got those new Carol moves.
No, she's definitely dead. But okay. Well, damn. Yeah. Poor Spencer lost his brother, his dad, and his mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
He better stop stealing food. He gonna think that this is payback, punishment for doing that.
Where the hell is Spencer?
I don't know. They don't be showing nobody sometimes. All right, you guys, until February, look for our other feeds and all that other good stuff. Thank you so much for listening. We so much appreciate it. Make sure you go and leave us a review and rating on iTunes.
Please do.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.